Come in. Oh, it's you. Aren't you a little early for a tutoring session? Yeah, I thought you had class right now. Of course. Every little thing he has to call off the entire lesson. Well, if you insist. It's gonna be a little bit boring though, but I'll give you two options. We can either start your tutoring session now and end early, or you can assist me in the making of this potion. You're a little bit too excited about learning. It's kind of throwing me off here. It's fine. Go get your lab coat. Did you bring your safety glasses? Oh, there we go. Yeah, of course. You know what I always say, safety first. Yeah, always. Doesn't even matter what you're making, whether it's scrambled eggs or the draft of, I don't know, persuasion. When you're in my lab, you're gonna wear your safety materials. And that includes your gloves. Get them on. That's better. All right. Now, do you recognize these ingredients? Ginger root, that's good. What about these two? Very good. Now, what's the difference between lilac and lavender? Very astute. Good job. And what about these powders? I'm impressed. Huh. So he did teach you something. Now that's a surprise. Hey, it's no disrespect. I have lots of admiration for the guy. It's just... his level of motivation isn't as high as it could be. I mean, you've seen him teach. I was there too once. All these years ago. And... gods, sometimes I think about his lessons to put me to sleep. Works like a charm. Speaking of sleep, have you figured out what the potion is? Very good. It's actually for a faculty member. Yeah, they've been having trouble sleeping lately, so this is something to pep them up a bit. Well, in the dream world, at least. Exactly. You gotta help out friends when they need it, you know? Alright, what is the first step? Of course I'm asking you. The best way to learn is to teach what you already know. And I know you know the first step. That's right. Light it up. Okay. And then we add our water. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, of course. If you're offering to help, then I am taking advantage of that as much as I can. Perfect. Alright, now we get it to a boil and we'll get our dry ingredients ready. Let's start with the ginger root. How finely do we chop it? Good. And why is that? Exactly. We're not looking for the flavor, we're looking for the presence. And what are the magical properties of ginger? Exactly. Good job. If I was your teacher, I'd give you an A. I can't exactly do that, though. I could put in a good word. But only if you do really well today. I don't know. Is it labor if you volunteered for it? God. Just chop the root. You know, you got a lot of lip for someone who asked me for help. I don't have to do this. Yeah, well, you're lucky you're charming. I don't know. If it was anyone else, I probably would have said no. Hey, Don't question my generosity. Besides, I'd be a total asshole if I denied this underclassman who definitely needed my help. Speaking of, you're actually doing that very well. Well, that's because I am surprised. Oh no, I thought you'd be more, I guess, clumsy with a knife. And I mean that in the best of ways. In a you-couldn't-possibly-be-a-serial-killer way. Alright. Ginger root in. Now take a look at where it simmers on the top there. And how the refraction changes. This is how you know you're going to get a nice strong brew. Even this early on in potion making, you can tell the exact moment when your intention turns the water into a conduit for magical properties. Some can argue, and I will die on this hill, that the beginning of the potion is the most important part. Your intention for the potion must be solid, unwavering. This is also why you won't see any potions majors who are hot-headed, more quick to upset. Unlike the offensive magics majors, you will never see a potions major lose their shit. Yeah, the aftermath of a freakout would be way worse than any flubbing of a potion. Well, because you've studied the conservation of magic theory, right? Okay, perfect. So, you know where the magic comes from in our bodies, right? Yes, that's where it comes from. But where it flows into and where it's directed from is the brain. The same brain that is governed by our chemicals. That's why most people who do potions are chemically more balanced, I guess. This is also why a lot of professionals have mixed potions with therapy. It's just a good match. Because it harnesses the same mental components as potions making and provides a stronger basis for more stable cognitive function. You get me? Well, you look a little lost. It's all right. We'll review that later. Lavender. Just pop that in there. And don't stir. Do you know why? It's because stirring agitates the potion. We stirred earlier with the ginger root because we want the properties to be fully encompassed in the potion, right? But the lavender is more easily absorbed. We don't want it to oversaturate the potion. Same with the lilac. Anything that's floral-based, you don't want to stir as much. Good. Now, do you see the slight shimmer in the air above the potion, where all the steam is rising? Do you know what it's called? Right, overflow. And what is overflow meant to do? That's correct. And in addition to purging the potion of its unnecessary components, it also leaves room for expansion. Which is also why we never start a cauldron with more than one third of liquid in there. Are you catching this? I don't know, you seem a little distracted. Am I boring you with my theoretical ramblings? That is too much sass from you. I'll have you know, in 2 years, when you're where I am, you're gonna wish you listened to me. Yeah, of course. I tell it like it is. And there are tricks I've learned in my years of study that no one else knows. Except for you now, I guess. Lucky you. Are you okay? Oh no, you seem to be getting a little flustered. Or is it too stuffy in the room? Which, in that case, I'll have you know that these are the conditions for proper potions making. Well then, what is it? Hey. You can look at your hands, or you can look at me. What's wrong? I know. I do. I guess I didn't want to say anything. I am in somewhat of a position of power. As much as a tutor is, I guess. Do you really? I can't say I wasn't waiting for that. Oh, we should get the powders in there. Come on. We got a potion to make.